Good evening, everyone. It's 6:05. I think we need to commence. Welcome everyone to the special council meeting for the 23rd of June, with the specific purpose to consider the adoption of the 26-36 council plan, plus the adoption of the next year's budget. So thank you for being here. Before I commence, on behalf of council, I would like to acknowledge the Whadjuk Noongar people as the traditional custodians of the land on which this meeting is taking place, and pay my respects to elders past, present and emerging. For those in the gallery, just be aware that this meeting will be audio recorded. Also that no council decisions from tonight's meeting will be communicated or implemented until 12 noon on the first clear working day after this meeting, unless by council, by resolution carried at this meeting, requests the CEO to take immediate action to implement the decision. In regards to attendees, I'll go around the room. We've got Councillor Hamilton, Councillor Boyd, okay, we've got Janine May, okay, and myself, Tony Natale, the Mayor, the CEO, Jonathan Throssell, Executive Manager Fraser Henderson, Executive Manager Jacqueline Scott, Executive Manager Peter Kosian, and Councillor Maywood, Councillor White, and Councillor Cutter. Welcome again, everybody. Moving on, we do have apologies from Councillor Collinson, and we have approved apologies from Councillor Brockman, and Councillor Wilson is a... well, he will be an apology. Okay, he's not in attendance. Okay. Disclosure of interest. Any financial proximity or impartiality interest in regards to what we're talking tonight from councillors? Okay, that's nil. Now, I understand there's no public question time. Okay. Yep, okay. And also there's nil deputations. So we come here today to talk about two items. Okay, the first is the council plan for 2026 to 2036. Before I call for a mover and a seconder, does anyone have any questions in regards to this item? Yeah. Which, but well, public, I asked for public questions. Sorry? Okay. Do we want to reverse back? Do you want to ask a question specifically? So what was your name?
Steve.
Do you want to come forward? We'll go back. Well, I'll give the opportunity. And just if you can just press the
right-hand button.
Steve, how you spell your last name?
M-A-C-C-H-I-A.
Okay. So you have a question?
Yeah, just a bit of clarity about the mooring pens. With the uplift of the fees, the little work that's been done there and the condition of it, the condition of the boats that are in there.
Okay.
I'm just trying to get my head around. I have been speaking to Mrs. Scott about the increase of the fees and with no work done down there. So I just want to know, you know, how's that justified?
Okay. So.
And I've looked in your previous reports how the council spent no money down there. And I can also see that in a couple of years' time that your lease tenant is up, but yet you want to lift our fees 46%. So as an avid boater, and someone who's down there every day, and I can see the condition of other boats in there that are clearly not in line with a contract that I have to sign. I'm just wondering how they get by and what you guys are doing about it.
Okay.
I don't want to cause any drama, but...
That's right, Steve. You're here to ask questions.
Pretty passionate boater, and I think the conditions down there are terrible.
Welcome. We have Councillor Mark Wilson entering the room. Thank you, Councillor. Okay. CEO, through the chair.
If I may ask if Ms. Scott can perhaps provide a response, not only for our guests, but equally the information to share with the rest of the councillors as to why the fees have been proposed to raise this year?
Thank you very much for the question. Going through the works that we've done and the works that we're planning to do and also the context of that. So the context is that we're trying to improve the maturity of the town towards how we deal with assets to ensure that we're starting to treat them far more proactively, whereas historically it has tended to be reactive and that hasn't reached the outcomes in terms of quality that we need. But obviously... It'll take time for us to get there, essentially. So in 25-26...
The tenant's up in 2 years.
Okay. Yeah. In 25-26, so the year that's just finishing now, we've spent around $100,000, and that was on structural... And this is really what uncovered this issue. So we've done the structural inspection programme. We've replaced four piles, one of which was due to failure, but three others. We've replaced the lugs and associated fixings. We've varied some piles and did some remediation works, and then there were some minor operational...
Yeah, that's all because there's been nothing.
Yeah,
nothing
so in
the
terms
budget.
Of the context, so the context is previously the way we've maintained them has
you haven't
been
maintained
reactive,
them.
Not proactive.
Steve, can you
Yeah, and it hasn't been effective. So that's what we're doing. We're trying to improve the maturity of how the town addresses this. We've done urgent works this year. We have additional works that are planned for next year. So in 26-27, assuming that the budget is approved, there's a further, I believe it's 135,000 is in the budget for this year, and that's for the remediation of the headstocks and the structural members. It's for corrosion management, which is pile wrapping and protection, replacing anodes, repairing and tightening fixings, and broader structural remediation of those jetties. That's what we have spent this year and what we're looking to spend next year. Obviously, as you've acknowledged, there's work to be done to bring them up to speed. So one of the elements of the pricing is around the need for us to appropriately manage how that funding is done. And then the second aspect of that is benchmarking, because they are actually a commercial aspect of the town's resources. So there was also a commercial review that was undertaken as well, and I don't know if Peter's happy to talk to that one. Is that?
Yeah, thank you.
Through the chair, I can provide some brief comments. So, I guess from a finance perspective, we have undertaken a review of the financial performance of the mooring pens over the last 7 years, and it's not a money-making venture for the town. So, historically, fees have been set at a level below cost recovery. So I guess the response for next year is to ensure that the town is recovering its investment in that facility. We have had discussions with the Department of Transport, and they've indicated that the pricing for the town's facility is below market compared to other facilities.
But you can't compare that facility to other facilities on the river. It's a dog's breakfast. Has anyone actually been down there recently to see it, the condition of it?
Look, we're not here, Steve, we're not here to debate this.
No, point, but I'm here to make a point, because the fees are 46% on what? For what?
Well, I think we're doing work. I think it's been recognised.
You're doing work because there's been no work done. There's been no money in the budget.
And I think the executive manager said that as well.
Just feels like the work that you guys are doing are coming back on us.
Well, you are paying for a fee for that.
Yeah, but
we're
paying for a fee, and if I pay for something, I expect a bit of upkeep down there, but there's no upkeep at all. There's electrical cables in the water.
Well,
it's horrendous down there.
Well, as I heard tonight, I know I've seen previously, we have done a report about what condition it is on.
Now June 26.
When was that done?
June 25.
It was done within the 25-26 financial year, so it wouldn't have been June.
So you guys are a big...
I think it was maybe July.
You've got a big liability on your shoulders. I hope you know that.
Yeah, and that's... And I think that's
something the town's prepared to carry? So if something was... I've got the kids down there all the time.
Okay.
You've got electrical cables in the water.
We're not here to debate, Steve. You've asked your question. I think we've answered part of that question.
Well, you go around it.
Okay. And part of what you're establishing is there's risk. Yes, there is absolute risk in everything that we do at council, including the mooring pens, and hence why we're putting some extra. Well, we're putting what's required in there in terms of what we can afford to do this year. So it's and that's represent as well as the fee that's gone into it.
What's getting done is the bare basics to get it to. I think in a couple of years' time, you guys are. The tender's finished, from what the legal documents say. So from what I see, you're just going to get it limpet across the line, but still, in the next couple of years, up the fees. Like, you're doing the bare basics to get it across the line. How's that, how's that, you know, looking after your values of the people of the town?
Well,
there's boats down there that are nearly sinking. How are they passing the...
Okay.
This paperwork that we've got to get to bloody sign up for another year.
I think I've allowed enough time to have this discussion, Steve. I think if you want to come back and discuss this separately, we can do
that. Well, I've had multiple conversations with Ms. Scott and I just get turned down. So, you know, like, this is the best pace for it.
Yeah, well...
Come to what?
Well, no. I think the argument is if you come and actually deputise to this, and we can have a... Because at the moment, you've come to a question time where only I can really speak for the council. You come to another time where you come and deputise your issue, and then, that's correct, CEO, and then we can more formally discuss this as a...
I just want to highlight the concern down there, that's all. Like, I hope this is getting across to you guys. And
I think it has.
They're saying no one's been down there. I go down there every day just about. I've been down there where guys have pulled up at the jetty. Right, they've walked down our jetty, climbed under the fencing and gone to the left bank and then come back. There's a boat in front of me that's been stolen. This is the type of stuff that's happening down there, but yet the fees go up.
I wouldn't know anything about those, that thing.
I think through the chair, Mr. Mayor, there's a number of issues that raise, and noting this is public question time, the main question that is able to be asked is about why the mooring fees being proposed to increase. That question has been asked and answered. Understanding the concerns being expressed about it, we have a responsibility to maintain them. We are addressing an issue that may be historical, but we have to put some
funds
into it.
There's no maintaining down there.
And there is a fee for service that has to be extended to those who use those mooring pens, because otherwise we won't be able to provide the mooring pens full stop.
Well, there's no maintenance getting done.
Sorry, it's not a debate. I'm just, letting you know.
But
it's not quite the right place for that.
Yeah, I'm happy to go a bit further and let the environmental people know there's boats next to me leaking contaminants into the water, and that's part of your contract that I've got to sign. So clearly no one goes down there to check the condition. But yet again, the fees come up. That's my point. You know, you can't have one without the other.
Okay. Thank you for your time, Steve. I think you've made your point, okay?
I hope so.
I think everyone's heard you. Thank you. Cheers.
I might just sit and listen to the rest, if that's all right.
That's okay, it's fine. That's absolutely. So coming back to item number 7.1, which is the adoption of the council plan, but before I call for a move on a second, does anyone have any questions of the administration, the CEO or otherwise? Councillor Cutter?
Yes, thank you. I, in light of some of the conversation that we'd had, I appreciate I'd raised a few questions around, how we talk about some of our targets, tree canopy targets being one of those. What I was hoping for a bit of clarity is, I know that we know in the document that there are supporting documents. It's just understanding, or at least clarifying for the understanding of people reading the document, like what the relationship is between the underlying strategies, so the climate emergency strategy, the climate emergency action plan. They're in there as reference documents, but I suppose I just wanted a bit of clarity for the purpose of, airing that transparency-wise, what those relationships with those documents are, and essentially whether for the time being we're relying on those as the default targets that we're still working to. Thanks.
If I understand the question, I apologise. If you need to correct me, the relationship between what we list in the council plan is all of the supporting strategies and plans. Effectively, the way we integrate all of our plans into that framework, the integrated planning and reporting framework. It's fair to say that there is more integration needed as this model matures. But in summary, the plans such as the climate action plan and other plans that we have inform what goes into the council plan. So the connection is, if there are things within the climate action plan that need to be elevated as a priority project because it requires funding or particular resource allocation, you should see those reflected in the actual council plan. But there will also be other things within the various plans which show the business we undertake on an ongoing basis. So when it comes to things like targets, it's always more difficult because you don't normally see those in the council plan. You'd see those in the relevant plans such as the climate action plan. And those plans should be regularly reviewed, so targets, therefore, are reviewed. So the connection in the council plan is, yes, we have this and we're doing these things, but in the council plan we'll identify what are the priority projects that arise out of that plan that we need to specifically highlight and fund to link it to the strategic objectives, because it's the combined strategic and council plan, as we did before. Not sure if that makes sense, but that's how the things integrate together. There's a lot of detail in the other plans. There are, say, kind of subordinate plans which identify targets. They need to be regularly reviewed, but any key activities need to be elevated into the council plan and then reflected in that way. So it covers the suite of all of our plans in one contextual document.
Does that answer your question? Can just speak it through?
As much as it can do, I think what's clear is they're there as a reference document. I think what's difficult to pull out is what becomes operational and is embedded in the business as usual, which of course doesn't get listed. As we know, there's a lot of things already listed versus what needs to be called out as a specific strategic priority. So I think maybe that at some point then just needs to be revisited and reset in terms of how we use that underlying document to redetermine like what we're aiming at and where we're at. So thank you.
Okay. Any other questions for the CEO? I just have one small question. So the review of the council plan, when can we expect to review the council plan?
And then, I know we feel like we've been doing this all year, but I would anticipate we'll be starting this side of this Christmas to commence the review, the annual review of the council plan. So this is the end point, but we need to commence the annual review, and that will enable us to review what we had already had listed to see whether anything needs to be reprioritised, any new priorities that need to be identified, particularly if you think this is it identifies the next 4 years, even though it's over the strategic plan is over a 10-year period, but the actions are over 4 years. We need to identify at the very least what's going to be in the next fourth year as this thing rolls forward. So we're undertaking a review every year without necessarily the level of detail we got to this point to just say, okay, let's revise what's in there, what needs to be updated, what needs to be added, what potentially needs to be removed.
So okay. That's how it works. Okay. Thank you, CEO. If there's no further questions, can I please have a mover for item 7.1? I think the recommendation's on page 8. Can I have a mover of the item? Councillor Maywood, thank you. Councillor White. Councillor Maywood.
Yes, thank you. First of all, I just want to say thank you to everyone who's worked on this, obviously all the executive team, but also the rest of the staff and also the councillors for the many sessions we've had talking about this and talking it through in great detail, which is really fantastic. I think I had similar comments last week, but I'm very happy to accept the officer's recommendation. I'm really excited that we've adopted this new way of doing things. I think the council plan is not only makes it clearer for elected members in what we're prioritising over the next 4 years, but also so much clearer for the community and easier for them to engage in what we're doing in terms of our strategy and what projects the town is prioritising. And when you look forward in the next 4 years, we've got some really awesome things coming up. So very happy to accept the officer's recommendation.
Thank you. Councillor White?
Oh, look, thank you, Mayor. Look, I agree with Councillor Maywood, but I think from my perspective, I think having been on council for a while now, I think the consultation with the community this time has been much more thoughtful than what it has been in other documents. And having going to some of the workshops and seeing the level of interest in it, I thought, you know, it is good. And I think what we've been presented with broadly reflects, you know, a reality of council, the town being the size it is, but also too trying to meet the community expectation. So I'm happy to support this tonight. I think it's a great initiative. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor White. Does anyone want to speak against this item? Does anyone want to speak for the item? Okay, Councillor Wilson, so I'll see your hand first.
Yeah, I thought appropriate to make comment about the plan and then also provide some general commentary around where we've been and where we've come to in my time on council, which is now coming on 5 years. And whilst I understand I can't address specifically the concern raised by, sorry, I didn't catch your surname, Steve, I'll make some general comments. First of all, thanks to the entire executive staff, the process that's gone through with public. Whilst we have our opinions as elected members of where the priorities are, it's always good to engage with the community to understand where the community priorities lie. And what now is clearly outlined over the next 4 years is firstly that we are resource constrained, both from a personnel point of view and also a budgeting point of view, and quite clearly outlining where the money is being spent. It's quite clearly laid out there where the small amount of revenue that can be put back into the community is going across a number of the assets that we have to maintain, and calling out just a couple to give examples of where money is going towards the seawall and the playgrounds come to mind, because they are also a risk that council needs to manage. What it also helps is, I guess, being chair of the Works Committee, giving us an idea of where there is priorities that can push back a year or two. So when items come forward that, you know, I've been big on my entire time here in terms of risk mitigation. And I think... I thank the executive, mainly Jax, in adopting a risk-based approach for what now is looking at assets ahead of time. And what the plan allows us to do is reallocate money if we need to when it comes to our attention. And the safety and well-being of the community is the at the forefront, and I can attest when that issue did come to council, we did take the issue regarding the condition of the jetty structures extremely seriously and released funding immediately to rectify it. I note your comments, or I note comments and welcome residents to come through and question how and where money is being spent. But now that we have a plan in place, it is a lot easier for residents to see where that money is being allocated and why certain priorities are higher than others. So I fully endorse the plan. It's an extremely tight budget, and what we've done is being able to identify a plan for the next 4 years. So thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Boyd, did you want to...
Yeah, thank you. Just wanted to thank staff, community and fellow elected members on the creation of this collaborative document. And just also raise that there are things happening in the urban greening space, i.e. the urban green Urban Greening Strategy and Action in the Climate Action Plan that aren't captured in the community plan but are occurring as business as usual. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Councillor Cutt, I think you had your hand up before.
I did, yeah, thank you. Echoing everyone's comments, there's been a huge amount of work going into this, and I think as a new elected member, the timing of it all to be part of this process from pretty much day dot, I think it might have been the first thing we did after an induction was start talking about the council plan. I think if I'd had the choice, I'd have had like another 6 months of working out how it all works before doing this. But anyway, it's been a great learning curve and a great opportunity to engage with the community directly on what matters. I suppose I take comfort from the fact that we get the opportunity to actually review in a relatively short period of time, which might seem very short term, but I think to what Councillor Boyd was saying, there's so much that's being done operationally that isn't reflected in the document, and that dilemma between listing everything that's being done and calling it a strategic priority versus the effort that's going into working with third-party community members on their approaches, their projects, that is being undertaken at the moment. And obviously the Arbor Carbon reporting that we know we're going to get feedback on shortly, which again will direct where our efforts go accordingly. Preempting that in the document is probably not worth it. So I think it's an opportunity to revisit in time. So I'm glad this is a living, breathing document and isn't a set and forget, and we come back in 10 years and write the next one. So thank you for everything.
Lovely. Thank you, Councillor Cutter. Anyone else want to speak to this item? Councillor Harrington?
Yeah, very briefly. As Councillor Andrew White said, he's been on council for a long time, and I think probably me a little bit longer than that. But what I think, I agree with what everybody said, you've probably stolen the thunder, of the number of meetings we had from the beginning of this year was almost extraordinary. I've never experienced that with the community input that we've had, which has been a lot of time for you people and a lot of time for us as well, but that's what we're here for. And I truly do believe there was, I can't find the page, I think it was 141, where it discussed the fact that there should be a decent amount of coverage for the public to view what is happening in this document. And I think probably there's going to be some change. 4 years is a long time, and there's probably a little bit of movement somewhere here and there that Peter will magically find for us in the process of it all, and we'll get to the bottom of it and make some adjustments as we need to along the way. There's always going to be a storm, and there's always going to be something else that comes by. So thanks, guys, for all you've done, what you've done.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Councillor Harrington. And I, from as the Mayor, I also concur that there's been a lot of work done by many, many people, as led by the CEO and the team. So a large thank you. Councillor May, would you like to close?
Nothing further. Thank you.
Okay. Therefore, the debate's closed. I think the item we're referring to is 7.1, which is the adoption of the Office of Recommendation that Council notes the submissions that were received through public consultation. Also notes the Office's responses to those submissions, endorses the inclusion of the priority projects to develop the public art strategy as well as the art policy, and adopts the Council Plan 26-25. That being said, everyone for the motion, please raise your hand. And that's adopted unanimously. Thank you all. Okay. Moving forward to item 7.2, which is the adoption of the report 26-27, do we have any questions of the officers before I ask for a mover on this at all? Okay, I see there's no questions. Therefore, can I please ask for a mover on recommendation of, that's on page 90? Please, can I move in a second for the recommendation? Councillor White, and seconded Councillor Cutter. Councillor White.
Thank you, Mayor. And I think touching on comments on the previous item, I think are quite relevant that this year the budget process has been exhaustive, and clearly recognising that we're living in challenging times. So, I don't think any of us like to see increases, but I think we have worked very hard to minimise the increases in a general sense. I think the result is pragmatic and realistic. And I want to thank the staff, the admin staff and the CEO for doing what they have done. And I know that at times it's been some challenging conversations around the table, but I think we've got there. So on the basis of that, I think we've got a reasonable footing to go forward with, and we wait for what the new year holds for us. So, look, thank you, and I'm happy to support the motion as presented. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor White. Councillor Cutter?
Yes, the only thing I suppose to add is that my real takeaway from this was, I guess, that justification that it's above just a CPI is around the maturity around the asset management and renewal process that we've got and the needing to make sure that there are appropriate levels of funding, not just for this year, but for the years to come as we see that asset cycle come up and have needs over, ebbs and flows over the next 10 years. And so that's what this budget is also about, is setting us up for a sustainable town over the course of the 10 years, not just 26, 27. And so I think it's a prudent approach, and I think there really isn't other ways around this in terms of ultimately needing to set aside those funds, and that's what this requires as well. So that would be the only thing I'd add. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Cutter. Does anyone want to speak against this item? Does anyone speak for the item? Councillor Maywood, thank you.
Thank you. I feel like when budget time comes around, all I do is thank people, but thank you again to the executive, especially Mr. Kosian and his team for all the incredible work they do. But it's a team effort, and I've really, as Councillor White mentioned, this has been exhaustive, and we've had many, many conversations over the last couple of months to get to this point, and I'm really happy with the level of input we've had and the work that's been done to get to this point. It's already mentioned, but this is constrained and we are living in hard times. But we are taking decisions now that is setting us up for success in the future. So I'm really happy to support the officer's recommendation.
Thank you. Does anyone else want to speak for the item? No one wants to speak against the item? No? Okay, look, I will also speak for the item I further endorse, I guess, the theme in the room. A thank you to Exec Major Peter Kosian. When we started this process, the number was a lot larger than 5.87. Okay, it's important to note that we do have a large asset base. We have a council that owns 3.5 kilometres of river wall and access to the river. Maintaining that with our very, very small budget is a large task. Okay. Look, there has to be noted that in the past we probably haven't spent enough money in some of those asset renewals and so forth, and I would accept that as a criticism. But going forward, as per what Councillor Cutter said, it is about managing the future and how we can remain sustainable, and to keep our 5.87 below six, below some of the other councils around us that maybe aren't as effective in their management under 6 and 7%, okay, represents the amount of work that we've done. So a big thank you to the CEO and the exec managers in terms of bringing this together, and thank you to other elected members who helped in this process. So, Councillor White, anything to close?
Nothing further, Mayor.
Okay. Nothing, sir. I ask elected members to look, I think, on page 90. I won't read out what the officer's recommendations are. There are 4 points in part A, and then there's part B, which then represents another, another 6 or so points. And then there's part C, which is the emergency service level. Everyone for the recommendation, please raise your hand. Thank you, and that's approved unanimously. Lovely, thank you. Moving forward, item number 8, there is no matters behind closed doors. Okay, and item 9, closure of the meeting at 6:30 tonight, and thank you all for being here. Thank you.